Wisconsin has been hit hard in these tough economic times. Too many workers are looking for a job. Too many families are struggling to get by. That's why I'm running for governor, to create jobs, expand opportunity and prosperity for everyone in Wisconsin, and turn around Wisconsin's economy. As I've traveled around the state over the last 6 months, I've talked to many small business owners, employees, and customers. I've met with CEOs who run large manufacturing companies and the workers on the lines who make the products. I've talked to people who have put part of the Wisconsin workforce, who have been part of the Wisconsin workforce for decades, and to tech college students learning new skills preparing to enter the workforce. I've also been inspired by the stories I've heard, the stories of resilience of the people of Wisconsin. The couples in Rice Lake who saved their local hardware store, the young woman in Kaukauna who had a dream of starting her own coffee shop. These are people who have shown courage and guts and have persevered. In listening to folks around Wisconsin, it's clear that people and businesses throughout the state are looking for a governor who will be a full partner with them in economic recovery and growth. And they want a governor with a clear and specific plan to help create jobs and get Wisconsin working. That's what I propose today, a comprehensive vision to create Wisconsin jobs. Everyone here knows that businesses create jobs. But with a strong partner in the governor's office paving the way, together we can build an even stronger Wisconsin economy. My plan features dozens of specific proposals that will help improve Wisconsin's business climate, encourage the entrepreneurship at the heart of the new global economy, spur new business activity, create a venture capital fund, and develop the workforce talent that we'd so desperately need to attract new businesses to our state quickly. The plan focuses on initiatives that spark job creation immediately to help Wisconsin workers and families weather today's economic storms, as well as smart, long-term economic growth and development strategies to ensure that Wisconsin's economy tomorrow will be strong and vibrant. This plan invests in the economic sectors that have always been the foundation of Wisconsin's strengths, manufacturing and agriculture. But it also lays out a clear path to build emerging industries that can provide countless jobs in fields like biotech, high tech, water technology, and even more than that. The plan is based on five core principles, and I'd like to run through those now. First, is targeting tax cuts to help spur private sector job creation. We must make sure that tax cuts and other incentives for businesses are directly linked to creating and preserving jobs. The other candidates in the race for governor want to give massive tax giveaways to the wealthiest 1% and to companies that are trying to avoid paying their fair share of taxes. I think that tying tax cuts to companies that actually create jobs in the state of Wisconsin and invest in Wisconsin is a better way to go. So as governor, I will focus on the following tax cuts. Tax cuts that will launch the construction projects that we need to strengthen our economic infrastructure and create jobs immediately. That will increase research and development expenditures as well as patent and software royalties so that we can encourage development of the products of the future right here in Wisconsin. I want to create a venture capital and angel investment fund to ensure that Wisconsin entrepreneurs have the capital they need to launch new businesses. I want to make sure that we make investments in biofuels, green buildings, and the other new technologies we need to lower our energy costs, achieve energy independence, and make us more competitive in the industries of the future. And I want to invest in one of our most important industries, our ag industry, invest in dairy production and processing and farming co-ops to preserve the traditional backbone of our rural communities. But we need to do more. That's why, second, I want to start jump-starting job creation right now. Our immediate goal is to regain the 180,000 jobs that we have lost during this economic downturn. That's why my plan includes a Jobs Now initiative that will start immediately to provide the kinds of assistance and incentives that businesses need to create jobs quickly, and skills such as cutting red tape to get new construction projects going, projects that are needed for our long-term economic vitality, investing in the workforce training and skills development that will attract new economic activity and translate into new job opportunities. A proactive rapid response team. In addition to rapid response services to assist those losing jobs to plan closings, a proactive rapid response team will be developed to quickly provide services to companies looking to expand. That team will be charged with fast-tracking regulatory and permit issues, job training needs, and economic development assistance. And we will create a business-to-business connector. Wisconsin will partner with the business community to create a business-to-business connector database to encourage more Wisconsin suppliers and more sales for Wisconsin businesses. Third, we plan on putting the job creation directly in the governor's office. Right now, responsibility for economic development in Wisconsin is fragmented. A 2006 Legislative Audit Bureau report identified at least 152 economic development programs administered at least 26 agencies, councils, and other bodies. The State Department of Commerce is the focal point of the state's economic development efforts, but a large majority of its staff and its budget is devoted to enforcing the state's building code and safety laws and to cleaning up leaking underground oil storage tanks. Worthy activities, no doubt, but they have little to do with economic development. The governor is the key person in this state who can align all of the state's economic development tools around the shared goal of creating, attracting, and retaining jobs. And let's face it, the governor is the best possible cheerleader, salesperson, ambassador for business growth in Wisconsin. And that's very, very important. We all know that you don't sell a house, you don't sell a guitar, you don't sell a car by talking about how lousy it is. You talk about how great it is. And we need a governor who is going to be proud of the state and is going to want to sell the state to people who live here and around this country. I want to be that governor. And the governor is best positioned to reform the quilt of economic development efforts around the state and around all layers of government. To help create jobs and propel Wisconsin's economy forward, as governor, I will reorganize state government to increase focus on capacity for economic development. This concept is modeled after successful efforts in Oklahoma and Texas, and I will move the Department of Commerce economic development staff along with workforce development into a new governor's office of economic development, creating a true office of job creation headed by a jobs director that reports directly to the governor. By better organizing and consolidating the state's job-creating tools in the Office of Governor, we can maximize our effectiveness and send a clear signal to business around Wisconsin, the country, and the world that job creation is job one for the Barrett administration. Fourth, we'll overhaul and streamline the state's entire economic development toolkit to make it more efficient and effective. As I stated earlier, everyone knows that businesses create jobs. The government does not create the jobs. But with a true partner in the governor's office, we can pave the way to build an even stronger Wisconsin. And it's critical for the state to play its role effectively and then get out of the way and let businesses do what they do best, and that is conduct business. As governor, I will order an immediate and complete performance review of all economic development programs to identify those programs that work. And if they work, we're going to put more meat on the bones. If they don't, we're going to get rid of them or we're going to fix them. I will simplify regulations and streamline the regulatory process to lighten the burden on business without sacrificing protection for workers, families, and the environment. I've worked with a lot of businesses, and I know what the answer they want immediately is. They want a quick yes. But if they can't get a quick yes, quite honestly, what they want is a quick no. The worst place for them to be is in bureaucratic purgatory, where for months and months and months, they don't know what the answer is. That's why we'll create a one-stop shop to expedite the permitting process in the state of Wisconsin so that businesses can start and expand here more quickly and easily. There is no reason why frustrating bureaucratic roadblocks should impede or hamper economic development or job creation. Fifth, and this is important, we will work to create a state venture capital fund. We all know one of the frustrations that businesses have in the state of Wisconsin is lack of access to capital. I've heard it over and over again. Some of it is tied to the economic downturn. Some of it is tied to our geographic location. But we know that Wisconsin needs more venture capital if entrepreneurs hope to create the kind of good-paying, family-supporting jobs and new business opportunities that will transform our economy to compete in the 21st century. We are home to one of the greatest research universities in the world. We have a great technical college system. We have a skilled workforce and a legendary work ethic. However, we lag the region in venture capital availability, and the region lags the nation. This must change. The Wisconsin Entrepreneurs Fund would be a fund of funds modeled after the best elements of programs that have demonstrated effectiveness elsewhere in the nation. It would commit up to $100 million to 8 to 10 venture capital funds over 5 years. Funds that would be required to raise at least $500 million in aggregate funds and commit to offices, staff, and investments right here in the state of Wisconsin. This fund would then leverage the entrepreneurs who have great ideas and boundless energy, but just lack the basic seed money to get things started. So in summary, this is my vision to create jobs in Wisconsin and to get our state's economy moving forward. It's comprehensive and it's detailed. It's substantive. It doesn't rely on gimmicks or bumper sticker slogans. In these tough times, people expect their leaders to offer honest plans and straight talk. Implementing this plan will put Wisconsin back on the road to recovery to regain the 180,000 jobs lost in this recession. At the same time, it will make the long-term investments in emerging industries that will create tens of thousands of new Wisconsin jobs in the economy of the future. I am eager to implement it on day one of my administration and get Wisconsin working. Thank you very, very much.